support for KRVS comes from Festivals Acadien et Créole, October 11th through 13th in Girard Park in Lafayette, featuring Festival de Musique Acadien et Créole, celebrating 36 years of entertainment, drawing thousands of visitors from across the country and around the world. More information at festivalsacadien.com.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. Senate's voting on a spending bill that keeps government operating past Monday, but a House Republican provision that defunds the Affordable Care Act is likely to be stripped from the measure currently before the Senate, where the Democrats have the majority. Utah's Senator Mike Lee expressed disdain.
21 House members know that this is a vote to gut the bill that they passed, that they've worked so hard to pass out of the House of Representatives.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says conservatives behind the push to derail the health care law are just doing damage.
Today, the Republican Party has been infected by a small but destructive faction that would rather tear down the house our founders built than govern from it.
NPR's Janine Herp spoke to a political analyst about the impact a shutdown would have. He says it's likely to cost the country tens of millions of dollars a day.
Larry Sabato says lurching from crisis to crisis is becoming common in the U.S., and he says it's dangerous.
I don't think anybody wins in a shutdown. I think, in fact, it would project exactly the wrong image of government, both domestically and internationally. But we've done it before. This is becoming the norm, and we are becoming known as an ungovernable nation, a nation that simply cannot compromise anymore. It ought to disturb more people than it does.
And he says if a shutdown happens, it could go on for a while.
They'll say at first that it will be just for a few days, but we'll see. Positions tend to harden, and all sides get dug in.
And Sabato says a shutdown would cost around $100 million a day. Janine Herbst, NPR News, Washington.
The chemical weapons watchdog group responsible for dismantling Syria's program votes tonight on a plan that calls for work to start early next week. Terry Schultz reports drafting of this timeline in The Hague takes place as inspectors on the ground in Syria are looking into seven reported attacks.
The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons goes into executive session late tonight to vote on a proposal that would have experts start assessing the Syrian stockpile Tuesday and finish within 30 days. The aim of the UN-backed OPCW is to destroy all Syria's chemical arms by the middle of next year. The OPCW draft stipulates the Syrian government must provide protection for the inspectors while the civil war continues. A team currently in Syria is gathering evidence on seven cases of the alleged use of chemical or biological agents. That investigation is expected to wrap up Monday. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
Two ships have collided off the coast of Japan. At least five people are dead. Authorities say one person is still missing. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 66 points at 15,262. NASDAQ off slightly at 3786. S&P 500 down 6 at 1693. This is NPR. Consumer spending and incomes went up last month in the U.S. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports the gains were modest and not strong enough to boost economic growth beyond its current pace.
Consumer spending, which accounts for most economic activity, rose 0.3%. Incomes went up 0.4%, but Americans also put more money into savings. Chief Economist Brian Westbury at First Trust Advisors says,
what we're seeing is that incomes continue to rise. Spending is increasing a little bit less than incomes, and that's a sustainable economic recovery.
But not enough to boost growth in the U.S. economy beyond the 2.5% annual rate seen in the second quarter. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
And Interpol alerts in effect for a British-born woman following the deadly shopping mall siege in Nairobi. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton has more.
Samantha Luthwaite was married to one of the 7-7 bombers who killed 52 people in a series of attacks here in London in 2005. Luthwaite has been linked to both Al-Qaeda and Somalia's Al-Shabaab. The latter militant Islamist group claimed responsibility for the deadly hostage siege at Nairobi's Westgate Mall. Now Interpol says it's responding to Kenya's request to issue an alert for the 29-year-old woman who's a Muslim convert. Kenyan officials have not presented any evidence linking Luthwaite to the shopping centre attacks, but want to speak to her about a number of incidents. Ofebi Equistockton, NPR News, London.
U.S. stocks trading lower with the Dow WAF now 66 points at 15,262. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from America's Natural Gas. Learn how Los Angeles reduced emissions for its entire bus fleet by switching to natural gas. Thinkaboutit.org.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and you are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. Coming up at 1 o'clock, do stay tuned for Nick Spitzer and the program American Roots, and that is followed at 3 p.m. by Roger Cash and his program Freetown Radio. We're going to start off this hour by going to France. Why not? And traveling back to 1979. Here's Buddy Guy with a tune that was first recorded and presumably written by Casey Bill Weldon, then in 1941. Louis Jordan charted with this one. It was his first hit. Here is Buddy Guy with his rendition of Outskirts of Town.
But now, if you have 6 children, woman, you know I got to have them all. Oh, just looking like me. When we move, baby, listen. Way out on the outskirts of town. You see, we won't need nobody, baby. yeah. I got a little girl. You know what? She put me on that wonder, and I wonder what's wrong with me. Hey! Hey! I got a little girl. My little girl. You know she put me on a wonder, and she misuses me. You know she's all right with me, I know. Because this little girl, she suits me to a T. She brings me everything I need. Yes. You know, I never want for nothing. I tell you, she brings me everything I need. She's my satisfaction in the morning. You know I love my baby. Oh, yes, indeed. Your town, yes, baby. I'm gonna move, way out on the outskirts of town. Yes, I am. Oh, you see, we won't need nobody, baby. Yeah.
Buddy Guy, again, Outskirts of Town, his rendition of that old Casey Bill Weldon number, recorded in France back in 1979. This is from the album Stone Crazy. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to a performer and blues man and early rock and roller, actually, that was a big influence on Buddy Guy and a lot of people of Buddy Guy's generation that got into performing. We're talking about Guitar Slim from April of 1954. Here's Guitar Slim with a number called Trouble Don't Last.
I'm so glad the trouble don't last always.
trouble don't last always. I'm in love with you now, darling, but I'll get over it some old day. My father was a preacher, and my mother prayed for me every day. My father was a preacher, and my mother prayed for me every day. So why should I be treated this way? You darling, but I'm leaving you just the same. I'm in love with you, darling, but I'm leaving you just the same.
Man's wife.
I Want to Get Married. Music from W.C. Clark, sometimes referred to as the godfather of the Austin blues scene. Played and toured with Joe Tex and a number of other artists over the years, and could be considered somewhat of a mentor to a lot of the blues characters out of West Austin that ended up becoming pretty famous. W.C. Clark, he was in a band with Stevie Ray Vaughan called the Triple Threat Review, prior to, of course, Double Trouble for Stevie Ray. Before we heard W.C. Clark here on KRVS, we heard Guitar Slim. We heard Slim from April of 1954 doing a number called Suffering Mind. And, of course, Guitar Slim's most famous recording was done October 26th of 1953 in New Orleans, a session that was produced by Ray Charles, who played piano on that track. And that tune was The Things That I Used to Do. We're going to listen to the late Stevie Ray Vaughan with his rendition of that tune.
Things that I used to do. Thank you.
my family too. I'm gonna send you back to your mama, darling. Lord, I'm going back to my family too. Just can't get along with you.
Gary Primich on blues harp and vocals, Cold Hand in Mine from his disc Company Man. Primich was originally from the Gary, Indiana area, and he moved down to Austin after visiting the place and happening to hear Otis Rush in Antone's Blues Club one evening. And we heard Stevie Ray Vaughan prior to hearing Gary Primich. Stevie also moved to Austin, but from a lot shorter distance from Dallas. We heard Stevie Ray from the disc Couldn't Stand the Weather, and he did a cover of the old guitar slim tune, The Things That I Used to Do. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to Stevie's brother, Jimmy Vaughan, Stevie's older brother. We're going to listen to a track from Jimmy's disc, Do You Get the Blues? That came out in 2001 and won a Grammy for Jimmy Vaughan. Lou Ann Barton is also on this next track on vocals. Lou Ann was also in the group that Stevie Ray Vaughan and W.C. Clark had prior to Stevie Ray's Double Trouble, the Triple Threat Review. They used to play in a place called Rome Inn many, many years ago. Again, Jimmy Vaughan from the disc, Do You Get the Blues? Special guest Lou Ann Barton doing a number called In the Middle of the Night.
In the middle of the night, that's the time that I should feel alright. That's the time to hold you tight. In the middle of the night, in the middle of the night. My baby gave me high temperature. 101 when we kiss and dance. 102 for night romance. 103, 4 and 5. It's too warm to stay alive. My baby gave me high temperature. My baby gave me high temperature. When I see my baby coming, down the street. I feel a fever get too high to beat. 103, 4, and 5. It's too warm to stay alive. My baby gave me a high temperature. 97, 98 is just a false alarm. My tip is 105 and I hold her in my arm. 103, 4, and 5. It's too warm, still alive.
From 1957, that was Little Walter on blues, harp, and vocals, with Willie Dixon on bass, Robert Jr. Lockwood, and Luther Tucker on guitars. A number, of course, called Temperature. Before we heard Little Walter, we heard Jimmy Vaughn, along with a special guest, Lou Ann Barton, from Jimmy's disc, Do You Get the Blues? It came out in 2001. We heard a number called In the Middle of the Night. Next year on the Blues Box, we're going to turn to Sonny Boy Williamson II. Like Little Walter, he was very important on the blues scene in the post-World War II period. We're going to listen to, go back a number of years, listen to Sonny Boy Williamson on blues, harp, and vocals doing a number called You Killin' Me.
Oh, baby, you're killing me on my feet. Ah, babe, you know you're killing me on my feet. Let me rest in the daytime and all night. You won't let me sleep. But the little girl, she came to me one morning and said, Sonny boy, I apologize. Come to me one morning and say, Sonny boy, I will apologize. So I told little girl, I'm gonna forgive you, baby, so you can have one more try. Won't love nobody but you. treat me kind. It ain't nothing I wouldn't do. Come home now, darling, I won't love nobody but you.
Support for the Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in the Oil Center on Hyman Boulevard and also at its new location at 5000 Ambassador Caffrey in the Province Cordoba office complex. The phone number is 337-233-4017.
You can shake my hand, shake my hand. Yeah, come on and shake my hand. One of these days may not be too long. You gonna look for me and I'll be gone. Then you won't have a chance. Hey, come on and shake my hand.
The late Snooky Pryor on blues, harp, and vocals. Snooky's career, a professional career, started just after he left the Army back in the mid-1940s. This from a disc called Shake My Hand. That was, of course, the title track. Came out on Blind Pig Records back in 1999. Before hearing Snooky Pryor, we heard Sonny Boy Williamson II from 1955. He was backed up by the Muddy Waters Band on a track we heard him do. He did a number called Killing Floor. Next on the Blues Box, Colin James and his little big band. They're going to do a cover of a tune that Roscoe Gordon out of Memphis recorded back in the early 50s. Colin James with No More Duggin'.
Let you out, baby. That's what I have. with a thrill. 'Cause if you don't,
Taj Mahal with a rendition of Love Me With a Feeling, or Love Her With a Feeling. Eric Clapton guesting on guitar on that particular track. That number has been recorded by all sorts of people over the years. Anson Funderburg and the Rockets did a great version of it. Freddie King had a hit for it, a pop hit with it back in 1961, but it was first recorded under the title Love With a Feeling by Tampa Red back in 1938. Before we heard Taj Mahal, we heard Colin James. Colin James and the Little Big Band from a disc of the same name. They did an old Roscoe Gordon tune from the 1950s. Roscoe had a good R&B tracker with that one, a number called No More Doggin'. That one has been covered by a number of people since Roscoe did it, actually probably since Colin James did it. We're going to turn now to Tampa Red. We mentioned that he first recorded that last tune. We're going to go back to 1949 and listen to one of his signature tunes. Tampa Red was originally from Georgia, moved to Tampa, raised by his grandparents, ultimately moved to Chicago. In the 1920s, he ended up becoming, by the late 20s, somewhat of a guitar star, and he was that throughout the 1930s. He mentored a lot of new musicians that came to Chicago over the years. Again, from 1949, here is Tampa Red, When Things Go Wrong, It Hurts Me Too.
I can't be happy
mama, for being so blue. When you keep on worrying the way you do,
when things go wrong, so wrong with you, it hurts me too.
That man you love, darling, he don't want you around. Why'd you make love with Tampa, darling, and let's jump the town.
When things go wrong, so wrong with you, it hurts me too.
That man don't love you, darling, told Tampa so. Said it was only jiving you, darling. He said he was loving a gal next door.
When things go wrong, so wrong with you, it hurts me too.
Oh, but it do. On dogging you till it gonna make Tampa mad, and then Tampa gonna get something from him, darling. Your man didn't know he had.
When things go wrong, so wrong with you,
yes,
it hurts me too.
Tampa Red, When Things Go Wrong, It Hurts Me Too, from 1949. Tampa also using, as well as playing guitar, using his trademark kazoo. And that about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. I'm Raul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in. Also, like to invite you to stay tuned. More good music coming up in a few minutes on American Roots with Nick Spitzer, followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. And this program is made possible in part by contributions from listeners like you and also a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And if you'd like to help us keep these programs going, you can contribute securely online at krvs.org. Here's Terry Robb with a take on an old classic called Buck Dance. Have a good weekend. Thank you.
everyone. This is Pat Mitchell-Worley. And coming up next time on Bill Street Caravan, we are going to the biggest night in blues, the Blues Music Awards in Memphis, Tennessee. We'll also have our feature host, Poppy Tooker, as she continues her look at food and the blues. That's all coming up next time on Bill Street Caravan.
Saturday night at 11 here on KRVS.
Hello, I'm Josh Collinet, Jamaica in New York. A concise history of reggae in the Big Apple.
Oh, yes. So what you saw,
that's next time on Afropop Worldwide from PRI, Public Radio International.
Sunday night at 8 on KRVS.